fuck up, you know, my... K8-BCW.
KQIS, we're standing by mobile, Gaylor.
KQIS, Gaylor. KC8QVX.
Oh, there you are. Yeah, I was just shopping a little bit. Doing a little shopping. It's getting pretty icy up here. Not too bad yet, but the parking lots are getting slippery.
Yeah, it's not doing anything here. It's not even raining now. It's just overcast and cloudy. It's a little chilly out, but it ain't doing anything here.
I'm back up on the freeway here. What time are you coming back tomorrow?
Oh, it'll probably be between 7 and 8 o'clock tomorrow evening before we get back up there, I'm thinking.
Okay. Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to Lansing, so I'll be over there for a little while. Haven't been to Lansing in a long time. And then I'll be back, so we can probably come over and help you move your repeater or something. So, in the morning on Saturday or whatever, it don't matter.
Yep, that would be cool. We got to be to Tom's at noon on Saturday. He's going to walk Penny through that 3D printer thing he's got over there, see if she's interested in buying one, give her a little experience with a 3D printer, I don't know. And then I think she wants to go over to Wellston sometime Saturday, and she's got some trees. She's got four trees she wants to plant over there. What she got? She got two peach trees and two apple trees she wants to go plant over there. And I thought, okay, we can probably do that. We're going to take the Starlink. And the Starlink system up there, we're going to see if that works at her cabin, too. I'll hook that up, see if it works up there. I'm sure it probably will, but I just want to make sure. I ordered a new cable yesterday off of Amazon. It's a 20-foot cable. So I can plug it in down here, and I can just leave that cable here, and then she'll take the 50 or 75-foot cable, whatever that other cable is that came with it, up there and just leave it up there. That way all she's got to transport is the router and the antenna and plug it in. So, yep. That's the plan of attack for Saturday anyway, I think. Saturday or Sunday she's going to want to go plant them trees. I know she is, but I don't know which day for sure. KC8QVX.
Plant trees?
I don't know, buddy. I don't know. She bought them down here at the Tractor Supply Company here in town. So, I really don't know.
Okay. Well, I guess just make sure you dig it out a little bit so it's not in the frost. But it sounds like your plate is full. So what do you tell me? I gotta be over there before noon on Saturday if you want to get that out of there?
Yep. You or Tom's got to come over. Tom probably can come over and help me get it out of there, too. He only lives 2.5 miles from me, okay?
Well, if he would, then that'd be great. Yeah, I didn't know what you had going on. So, I figured if you were going to be hanging out over there and it was a nice day, I could hang out, but if you're busy, then you're busy. I'll have to come over a different day.
Yeah, maybe Sunday or something. I don't know. I'll know more when Penny... I don't know if she'll want to go over to her cabin on Saturday or Sunday. She may want to go up there on Sunday, I'm thinking, possibly. Because we're going to be kind of busy Saturday over at Tom's with that... doing the 3D printer thing. About noon, he said to stop over. So, I'm thinking Sunday would work better for us to go over to Wellston. I really do.
Well, I'm sure it's not going to take very long with the printer. Basically, you have to be good on computers to upload the file that you want to make. Stuff like that. The best thing to do is to get on the interweb on YouTube and watch some informative videos and start learning about it. Because it's like, you can do easy things with them, but you can also make stuff yourself, but you got to be good with the designing of things, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. It'll be a learning curve for her. We'll see how she does. I don't know. She's interested in it. I'm not really interested in no 3D printer, so it'll all be on her for sure. I guess so. Yeah, we'll be up there Friday between 7 and 8 o'clock at night, probably. We won't get out of here probably till about 4:30.
We're just cruising there, 31 degrees. It is windy. Highway seems to be okay. I come across the bridge before Gaylord there was glare ice, so I guess just be careful on your way up. It could be icy tomorrow if it's cold at night.
It won't be icy by the time we get out of here. Like I said, we won't leave here probably till 4:30, 5:30, 6:30. I'll put us up there between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. We get out of here at 4:30 because I got one stop in Lansing I think I'm going to make. And other than that, we'll blow right on up. We're going to be pulling a trailer too, so, yep. We'll be pulling that trailer up. I got that cement mixture and stuff on there, a couple other things, so... And the trees, I'll have the trees on there, I'm sure. The four trees that she bought, and get them put on that trailer. Yep, so that's what's going on here, buddy. I got to be over to the Secretary of State office at 10 minutes to 12 today. I got an appointment at 10 to 12. I got to go over and get me a picture ID. I went to the bank yesterday, and I said, "You need a picture ID, Mark?" I said, "Okay." So I'm going to go to the Secretary of State today, and hopefully I get that done, and they'll mail it to me.
KDYS. Yeah, make sure she uses some welded wire fence or something around the trees. The deer will eat them right off.
Oh, I know it. I got some chicken wire on the trailer. I don't think I got enough. She'll probably have to go to Tractor Supply or something and buy a little bit more. But, yeah, I've got a roll of chicken wire out here she's going to put around on my gas.
Yeah, I use welded wire is what I have. I cut the top of it so it was poking out like barbed wire because they were still reaching in there and eating it. So now every time they touch it, it pokes them. They don't like it. I caught them in my yard a couple times this fall, and, well, even this spring here. And I ran right outside and was yelling at them. I ran at them. They were only 10 feet from me. Scared the crap right out of them. I haven't seen them since.
Yeah, I know. I know. They'll come in and they'll eat them trees right off. If you don't put something around them, for sure. But we got stuff to put them around them, I guess. They'll either survive or they won't survive. I don't really care. It's her cabin over there. Whatever she wants to do over there is her little dealie.
Well, about halfway there to where I gotta go. I'm just cruising down the road, so I'll have it on. So if you get bored, holler out.
Yep, okay. Alrighty. I think I'm going to run over to Dad's here pretty quick and see what he's doing and let him know we gotta leave here by about 20 minutes after 11. That gives us 30 minutes to get over to the Secretary of State office there in Hillsdale. That'll put us there a little early, but maybe I'll get in early and get this done. All right, we'll catch up with you, Ryan. KDYSKCAQVX.
Copy AVPC. K8BCW testing DMR link on a different DMR radio.
Well, sounds like it's working. W8FIK.
Hey, thanks for the shout, Matt. Appreciate that. Had a hard time reading you, though. There was a ton of static in the background. K8DCW.
Okay, monitor.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Foxtrot Kilo, calling all CQs, calling all CQs. This is KD8KCD, stations ground out Eagle County. We are now in a nice storm warning again, so be prepared. Make sure your generator is ready to go. Myself, I'm going to stand beside the door as long as I can. Ice storm warning on Eagle County, KD8KCD. East of us from Johannesburg to Atlanta, they are losing power over that way because of ice. So be prepared, have your generator ready to go. KD8KCV.
Can you come again? I did not copy your last transmission.
This station is KD8KCV. The name is.
KD8KCV. Yeah, I must be in the a bad spot for reception because, again, I didn't copy much of your last transmission. Sorry to bother you. I will be clear for now. KJZB.
KD8KCV. That's all right. Well, I'm just sitting down here in the shack, toy box, just having a good time. So, maybe later you'll be in a better position. KD8KCV, we'll be listening.
KBCW.
KA8SPW Mobile.
Hey, John. KA8SPW. WTPC.
Hello, sir.
snow, the trees are icing up and starting to hang down. I just got an email from the EOC up in St. Ignace. Our folded dipole is on the ground, iced up. They got a 1 inch of ice up there.
Yep, so I don't know, 15, 20 minutes ago, I don't know if it was even that long, I pulled in and looking at the cameras at our place up in Oxford, and I was like, man, there's a lot of small branches down already. So, I don't know, I did a couple things on the computer, you know, about, I'm going to go back and grab a couple of quick pics off the camera. And the power is out there already. It's like, damn it. I was kind of, there was already quite a bit of icing, you know, at the trees there.
Yeah, we're supposed to go up Saturday to the mother-in-law's there in Moran, north of Indigna, for Easter dinner. I don't know. I pulled out of the Little Caesars. I just picked up my truck at the repair shop. $1,700 later. So I got a peep at Little Caesars. Pull out of there. And I don't think I got a couple hundred feet. And a huge chunk of ice smacked my windshield from the wires going over the road. Scared the bejeebers out of me.
Well, you're lucky it didn't crack the windshield. I wasn't so lucky last weekend on the way home from Indianapolis. Out of nowhere, this big honking rock on the. I was right around Toledo on 475. Boom! Hit the windshield. Big honking smack. You got to be kidding me. I'm not sure what's different out in the world, but on the Jeep, this is now, within a year and a half, this is the third windshield I've had smashed by a rock. The other two came off of gravel trains. You know, like that was, you know, I'd rather it was off of the dump body or was caught up on the wheels, but in all the years of my being out and about and the amount of miles I've put on, I've only had one windshield damage before, in the last 20 years, and if you go back like 35 years, two. But yeah, so three within a year and a half. I'm not sure whether they can do the chip repair on this one, or it's going to be another windshield.
Yeah, I got a crack on the other side from a rock, and it's starting to work its way up the windshield on passenger side, so it's not annoying, but I've been hoping to hold out until it got a little warmer. All these places want to change it outside, and I want to find a place that'll take it in and warm it up so it seals well. And that'll be the second time I've had to have this one replaced. The van windshield, rocks don't roll off. They tend to stop abruptly. Yeah, we've already got wires hanging and trees hanging. So I'm just about home. Coming around Mullet Lake now. So we may not be going anywhere.
Yeah, I was getting a little worried when they started talking about, you know, ice up there. I saw on one of the Facebook pages there was a, you know, warning issued from, a statement from NWS about, you know, the additional accumulation. And it's just thinking, oh, man. That's what triggered me to decide to go back and grab a couple of couple of pictures off the cameras. And the power was already out. I feel sorry for the folks that that live up there like that, like you. At least for me, it's, you know, not causing me a big problem since we're seasonal up there. KANSCW, W2PC.
Yeah, well, I got about a mile to go. And go through areas here where there's not much on the wires or the trees, and then other areas where they're coated real heavy. So, my generators are full. My gas cans are full. Propane cans are full. And the pantry's full. So, last year, 1 year ago, this back gate, we were sleeping in the living room. We wound up being without power for almost 4 weeks. Oh well. I wanted to move up.
Yeah, well, I think if we were to move up there, we would probably have a standby generator for just such an emergency. I don't see us moving up there full time though. I kind of floated that idea gently to the missus, but that got shot down.
Well, she used to shoot it down until things got rough there downstate. Taking care of her mother. Okay, I'm on final approach. Just turned down the top of the Mill Root Road. As long as I can make it to the top of the hill, I'm home. You take care, and thanks for stopping by the site. I'll keep you posted. I'll send you the IP address and everything so you can ping it to yourself. Yes, TW.
Okay, Shannon. Yeah, we'll catch up a little bit later. Yeah, and with my all-star note there, I can I can tell when that's back up too. Hey, may you continue to have power throughout the weekend here, buddy. K8SPW. I'll be listening here. W2PZ.
Norman
11.